Welcome everyone to KiwiRadio.nz with your host Ralphie, streaming every week, showcasing Kiwi and indie musicians. We've got one of each this week actually. We've got an indie musician from South Africa doing a bit of urban hip hop. He is no stranger to the podcast. Parks is his name, joining us first today on the show. And then we've got Cloudy, a singer from Auckland. Starting off the show today with a bit of Lauryn Hill. We've had this song requested. It's Can't Take My Eyes Off You. And then straight afterwards, we'll go have a chat with Parks, see what his new song is all about.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory. Why? Yeah. Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I
need you, baby. If it's quite alright, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say okay.
Take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Lauryn Hill, and welcoming to the show now is Parks, all the way from South Africa. How you doing, mate? Welcome back to the show.
How are you? How are you doing, man?
Yeah, very good. So you've been on the podcast before, and we really like your music. You can check out Parks on Instagram, instagram.com/hey_I'm_Parks, P-A-R-X, and also on Spotify. Tell us, you've got a brand new song. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, man.
Cool. So tell us about your new song.
Okay, this song, yeah, there's a lot going on with this song, you know, because the song started as a song that I was making for someone, you know. Yeah, happy Valentine's to everybody, though, by the way. You know, this song was a song that I was making for someone, you know. But then since I had a lot going on in my life, I then put some thoughts in the song where I'm actually speaking about, you know, what's going on in my life and stuff like that. But then, the song actually from the start was made for someone, you know. And I'm pretty sure that someone is actually listening in. Can't mention names.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there as well. Have you had any nice Valentine's gifts today?
No, it's still morning this side. So apart from a call, nothing else, actually.
Nice. Hey, so yeah, what's next for you? So you've been making lots of new music at the moment?
Yes, I've been actually working on a project which I'll be dropping in April.
Nice.
Around April, I'll be dropping a project for everyone. So everybody needs to be, you know, they need to stay tuned for everything. And this track that you're going to play for them now, it's actually part of the project, but I just thought, why not let everybody listen in, you know, get a taste of what they're going to get in the project, because it's going to be fire. Yeah, it's going to be fire. We're going to have different kinds of music and different kinds of artists, and, you know, it's going to be great.
Nah, awesome. We're very excited, and you're always welcome on the podcast. So come April, just give me a message again, and we'll hook something up. Well, Parks, thank you so much for joining us. It is a quick plug today with the one song. It's called I Wanna Know. Go check him out, P-A-R-X. Anything else there, Parks? Parks.
I know. Besides saying happy Valentine's Day, everybody, you know, again. And happy Valentine's Day to her. Can't be mentioning names, like I say.
Oh, what a romantic. Hey, Parks, thanks for joining us. This is his song, I Wanna Know. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz.
Know, do you get butterflies in your stomach? Wanna know, are you all the love I'm gonna give to you? I wanna know, do you ever wonder why I'll be smiling in the night, all alone in the dark, staring up in the stars, wishing forward, shooting stuff, so could wish for your love. You're in my mind, you're on my heart, now keep it safe now. I'm always dreaming and thinking about you. I wanna know, do you get butterflies in your stomach? Wanna know, are you all the love I'm gonna give to you? I wanna know, do you ever wonder why I'll be smiling in the night, all alone in the dark, staring up in the stars, wishing forward, shooting stars, so could wish for your love. You're in my mind, you're on my heart, now keep it safe now. I'm always dreaming and thinking about you. You gotta know that my heart is in pain when you leave. You gotta know that I'm never chasing no other girl. I love when you tell me that I am cute, you lying, tryna motivate me. Got no trust, I am lonely, I hope it ain't a cage. Whatever that it is, that I know that I feel, I just hope that it's real. I wonder why you haters get my back, why you cannot love me back, why I feel this way, my heart, did you have to break my heart? Was a long time ago, you been high, no, they know. My heart to recall, got me taking on this call. I wanna know, do you get butterflies in your stomach? Wanna know, are you all the love I'm gonna give to you? I wanna know. I wanna know, do you get butterflies in your stomach? Wanna know, are you all the love I'm gonna give to you? I wanna.
wanna know, do you ever wonder why I'll be smiling in the night, all alone in the dark, staring up in the stars, wishing for a shooting star, so could wish for your love. You're in my mind, you're on my heart, now keep it safe now. I'm always dreaming and thinking about you.
Welcome to the show, everybody. That was Parks' new song called I Wanna Know. Up next, we have Cloudy, a Kiwi Austrian alternative singer songwriter, right here in Auckland, New Zealand. It's a little bit rainy right now. We've had some wicked weather, but things are settling. I believe schools are reopening tomorrow and everything, so that should be good. Anyways, Cloudy, what are the clouds doing over there in your part of Auckland?
Hi. Yeah, it's pretty windy out here. Not as bad as other parts of the country, but yeah, pretty windy and cloudy out there.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. This, you're a first time comer in this podcast, so a big warm welcome to you. Now, I've actually in the background kind of been following your music for some time because you've been doing other bands and things like that, fronting those bands. But Cloudy's more your solo project, right? Which you recorded, I believe, in Roundhead.
Yeah, that's right. Recorded at Roundhead with my band. A few months ago, yeah.
Cool. Well, give us a short intro if there's anyone that hasn't heard of you. Yeah, give us a plug.
Yeah, so I'm an artist based in Auckland. I have been releasing music since 2020, and just gearing up to put out my second EP, hopefully, in the second half of this year. So that's what me and the band were cooking up at Roundhead. But yeah, that's kind of me. I release music
nice.
And sing songs.
Well, should we get started with the first song? I've got the song Worth It lined up. What we like to do in the show is basically play a song, but get you to tell us about what the song is about. So starting off with Worth It, do you recall what you wrote, why you wrote this?
Yeah, so this is my newest release that I put out about a year ago. And it's just kind of a song to rock out to, forget about all your cares, and just one to have fun to. Yeah, that was kind of the main inspiration for the song.
Cool. Let's check it out. KiwiRadio.nz. Summercast on upfm.co.nz today. We've got Cloudy on the phone.
You got your head in a cloud. You don't even see what it's doing to me. And I got swallowed up in my feelings. So late at night, don't wanna be alone. I'm the start and I'll be a better version of everything. Don't wanna think of the end, so I try to make it worth it.
That's the latest release from Cloudy, who we have the wonderful, as a wonderful guest on the phone right now. Now, digging back to your other songs from the EP Good Grief, I've got two more songs in today's showcase. Up next is a song called Self-Help Guide. What's this one about there, Cloudy?
Self-Help Guide, I actually wrote this one for a friend. We were kind of just like having a DMC, as you do, and talking about just crazy life things, and my friend just said to me like, oh, I wish I had a self-help guide, and then like I just thought it was a really cool song title. So it's just kind of like about being a bit lost and wishing that there was just like a guide that you could read to help yourself. So yeah, that's kind of what that one's about.
Yeah, friends are a good inspiration for song titles. Self-help guide is the track. Go check her out, Cloudy.
On a bad breakup with myself, try to forgive myself for everything that I've done and hasn't happened yet. Gotta leave it packed up in the past, making peace inside my chest, my heart, and say goodbye to the girl that I used to know. That's me. If this is how the story ends, I'd like to say just one more thing. So can we take a moment now to find our minds and confidence? Now I know what it's like to bleed from a heart, from my lungs and knees. And I've been dreaming a lot lately, but not the nice ones. In this puzzle that I call my mind, missing pieces top to bottom, left and right. What does this? I need a self-help guide.
have to admit, this is really good music to be listening on a rainy, cloudy day here in Auckland right now. Real chill, but really cool vibes. If you like the music right now, you can check out all the links on Linktree, which is linktr.ee/cloudymusicnz. So, Cloudy, I have to ask, like, what is the story behind your name, Cloudy?
Well, my real name is Claudia, which is about exactly like Claudia, but pronounced Claudia, and everyone just always called me Cloudy as a nickname, so I thought I'd just stick with it.
Nice. That's a little bit like me, you know, Ralphie, the E is basically the initial of my surname, but it's just kind of stuck. So, Ralphie, Cloudy. It's good to have a nickname that has the E sound at the end, I reckon. So, yeah, we've definitely started something there. So, hey, what was the role of music in your early years of creating some tracks there? What was the how did you get started and what inspired you to start writing?
I think music's always kind of just been a part of my life, and I was writing music without really thinking about it to begin with. It was just kind of it was like someone writing in a journal, I guess, but I'd just write songs. And I did it very quietly. I never told anyone I was writing songs until probably late 2018. I was surrounded by a lot of friends who were doing music, and I was heading out to gigs, and I kind of one day was like, oh, I kind of like doing this too. And I went along to an open mic, which I got dragged to. And from there, I just haven't stopped.
What was that experience like? Because I've been to a good share of open mics myself. What was that first experience of open mic like? And were there many people in the room? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Honestly, that first one I went to, there was like probably 3 people there. And just a really rainy Thursday night, but it was just so fun, and it just felt so, like, I don't know, like, I felt so free that I'd done it.
I
doing something I'd always wanted to do, but I thought it was, like, impossible, but I'd like, done it, and it was just, like, that first step. So, it was a really quiet night, but I'll treasure it forever.
Oh, good on you. And you got to get out there and enjoy yourself as well. Really liking your music. Who are some of your influences?
Quite a range, because it sounds cliche, but like I listen to lots of different music. But I like a lot of, you know, like Radiohead, Mazzy Star, bit of Paramore, and then I also like a lot of pop singers like Billie Eilish, Holly Humberstone, Bieber Doobie. So yeah, a real range, really.
Cool. No, very nice. Now, from what I remember, you also fronted a rock band, is that right?
No, this is my only project, so I haven't been in any other bands, but yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm getting my wires crossed. So Cloudy is based in Auckland. What have you been doing in terms of gigs? I see you've just done a gig at Cassette. How did that go?
Yeah, that was really fun. It was nice to get out there again because me and the band had quite a quiet 2022, sorry. Losing track of time. Last year was pretty quiet for gigs, so it was nice to play that Cassette 9 gig. But yeah, hoping to do some more shows this year and get back into it. But we've sort of quietly been working away at the EP.
What does your music studio look like in terms of, are you recording it all yourself or are you working with engineers? How does that work?
So when I'm writing, it's sort of at home with my little setup, but I've got a producer working on the EP who is Morgan Allen, and we recorded the band at Roundhead, but all the rest of the post sort of production overdubbing is all happening in his home studio.
Nice. No, very cool. And it's sounding really good. Now, this record that we've been listening to now, from tracks from Good Grief, did that take long to record at all, or...?
Not as long as the next one. That all kind of happened quite quickly, and it was quite a different creative process because it was one-on-one, me and a producer making the songs. But for the next EP, it was working with a band, so, you know, more people involved, and the process just has taken a lot longer than that first EP. And we also had, like, pandemics, natural disasters, all sorts of things, kind of set back things. But, yeah, the sound of the new EP is a lot more in line with Worth It, that first track we listened to. Yeah, more of a band, more raw sounding dynamic, I guess.
Cool, fun. Hey, I actually remember how I discovered your music now, because I remember you playing with a band, obviously as Cloudy, as you mentioned, but it was the Stories and Sound Showcase that was on YouTube.
Yes.
That's how I found you. I remember now.
And it's funny because the live set, I can understand why you thought it was a rock band. Our live set is a lot more rock based compared to what you're listening to the record. Everything's a little more polished and more indie pop sounding, but the live show is definitely more of a rock show.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's good to have that kind of point of difference as well with the record. And then, you know, perfect example. Well, I don't know if it's a perfect example, but have you seen Bruno Mars live? He just sounds so different live. He'll extend the songs, right? Like, he'll just extend it for long periods and have little drum fills and stuff. Are you saying you saw him live?
Yes, I have.
Cool. How was
a while
that show?
Ago.
How was that show?
Oh, it was so long ago, but it was a cool show. It was a big show.
What was your favorite concert of all time, and why?
My favorite concert of all time? That is a really good question, and a tricky one. Trying to think what my favorite show was.
I think
the Billie Eilish show was pretty insane.
Yeah, cool.
Just super crazy. And also the Arctic Monkeys, because Alex Turner's just an incredible frontman.
He's today. Don't believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. I was in the UK when he dropped that new record with Do You Wanna Know and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, man, this is so different from their opening songs. But you look good on the dance floor, you know. It came from
totally.
A sort of like raw sound, and then, I don't know, these smooth bass lines and stuff like that. So in terms of your creative sort of journey, what's next for you? Are you dabbling into other sort of genres and ideas, or what's next for you in terms of writing?
Yeah, so this next EP will be a bit of a change compared to Good Grief. So I am kind of stepping into new waters. It's more of a band sound, which is exciting. And I'm always constantly writing, and I feel like it's always changing. I'm just having fun with it and just going wherever the writing takes me, really.
Thinking back to the last song that you wrote, where were you headspace wise? And just going to get an idea of how a song gets started with you.
Usually something dramatic happens and there's some sort of emotion. The last song I was writing was probably a couple of weeks ago. And it's a sad song. That's all I'll say.
Nice. Is that one released yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, we don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it hasn't been born yet.
No, awesome. Hey, you're a very talented creative, and I just absolutely love your music. We're going to sign off now with your final track here. Do you want to tell us a little bit about I'll Stay?
Thank you for having me. I'll Stay is, it's sort of a sad song, but with happy-ish pop production, I guess. It's about kind of when someone you really care about is going through something tough and they're pushing you away, and it's kind of just saying, like, I'll stay no matter what, or however long it takes, kind of. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, Cloudy, congratulations on the music. I'm really excited about your band recording, as you mentioned, because I think it just really, really suits you. And we hope you stay cool and stay creative. You can, of course, check out Cloudy on Spotify and all the usual socials. But the best thing I can point you at is basically your Linktree, because it's got it all there. So again, that was Linktree, linktr.ee/cloudymusicnz. Well, thank you for being on the show there, Cloudy. Anything else?
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Yeah, nice thing to do on a Tuesday, rainy, is it? Yeah, rainy, cloudy day.
Yeah, one day rainy, cloudy day. Perfect.
That's really good. And yeah, loving the vibes. Well, congratulations. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I hate to see you this way. Ooh. Please don't cry. I could give you space for a while.
Cloudy playing on KiwiRadio.nz, and that is the showcase for this week. I want to thank our guests Parks and of course Cloudy for being on the show. Just a announcement as well. We've been doing this for a very long time and we're pretty much on the dot every Tuesday, but I've got some family joining us in New Zealand starting next week, so I'll actually be off with the podcast for 3 weeks. I'm going to put a little announcement on the website there, kiwiradio.nz, but don't worry if you tune in every Tuesday 7 p.m. we'll put some replays of previous shows. And don't forget, you can download all the shows as MP3 downloads for free as well if you want to check out what's new and what's cool in New Zealand music. I mentioned Arctic Monkeys earlier, so I think I'm going to play that song now called Do I Want to Know.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that fear that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, never thought I'd call and run. You're out of view, 'cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the coast. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? To see you go, we're sort of hoping that you'd stay. That the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, crawling back to you. And I thought I'd call and when
Monkeys playing on KiwiRadio.nz. Well, that's the show, episode 73 out of the way. Remember, 3 week break, and then we'll be back into it for your weekly showcase of Kiwi and indie music. I'm going to close the show off now with a New Zealand track by Esther Stevens. You might know her as the actress from Westlife and everything, that drama, that's the New Zealand drama. I believe it's called Westlife. Westlife, Westfield, I don't know. And she plays with a band called The Means, and it's very cool soul-infused melodies and groove-based music, and that's going to close us off for today. Well, thank you so much for joining, and you have a good one. Stay cool, stay creative, and thank you to Cloudy, and thank you to Parks for being on today's show. That's the show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. A 3 week break, and replays will be playing on kiwiradio.nz. Otherwise, hear from you when we get back. I want to say thank you to all our American listeners listening in today, as well as New Zealand, of course. It's really fun when we've got overseas listeners in. And hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to be signing out now. And if you check out KiwiRadio.nz front page, you'll be able to download this as a replay. All right, cool. Cheers. See ya.